we talked a few moments ago about that big black
pot.
Yeah. What did you have another name for that?
No, that's all pot. That's all I know.
Yeah.
You know, big black pot.
Did they have the same kinds of things? You know, like we're gonna jump around a while, but what kind of things did they eat with? Did they have the same
forks and knives? Yeah, we had forks and knives.
That's all? You can't think of all the rest of them? That's all? Just
forks and knives? You know, and you got the plates and cups and saucers and,
yeah,
and glasses,
uh-huh,
drink out,
uh-huh,
cups, drink coffee out.
Uh-huh. And then have
cans sometimes, tin cups sometimes. You know, these cups with the ham on them, tin cups with the ham,
yeah,
on them. We used to use them.
Uh-huh.
They give them to the children, though. They can't break that.
Right. Right. And after all this eating was done, we were ready to
clean.
Mm-hmm. What did you have to do? You had
clean
to
up.
And what was involved in cleaning up?
Washing dishes.
Wash
with your hands.
You didn't have a
dishwasher.
No, not a dishwasher. I know that, but I'm talking about, you know, a little
pan,
dish rag.
Yeah, dish rag, you know, and a dish pan.
Uh-huh.
And you put all the dishes in the dish pan, then take the dish rag and wash them. And then you put them over in another pan, and then take the kettle and take the hot water and pour it over, scald.
And that was how you
wash dishes.
And you was, and when you poured the scalding water over,
that scalded the dishes.
And when
then,
you
take them out.
Yeah, you know, like you wash them in the soap.
Yeah.
And then you in the plain water.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do to them in the plain water?
See, you wash them in the dish in a pan. Put your soap in there and hot water and wash them.
Mm-hmm.
But you have another pan. You turn them down in that pan as you wash them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take some hot water and pour over them and scald them off. And then you take them out that water with the scalding in it and, you know, dry them and put them up.
Well, why'd you put the scalding water over?
Yeah, you know, just kind of sterilize them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, clean them, get that soap off.
Okay, well, you mentioned the dish rag. Now, let's go to the point where when you got ready to take a bath, what did you use? What kind of things did you use?
Tub. Tin what? Tub.
And just the soap?
And the rag.
Uh-huh.
You use a tin tub to take a bath in.
Uh-huh.
You didn't have no tubs and things, bath tubs in it. But you get a tin tub, like what we wash in,
mm-hmm,
to take a bath. Take a rag or take a old towel and tag and tube to take a bath with,
mm-hmm,
or a rag or anything you get your hands on,
mm-hmm,
and take a bath and get in a, you know, a place where, you know, nobody can see you when you're taking a bath,
mm-hmm,
and take a bath in that tub.
Well, I'm jumping around, like I said, slightly, but I want to go back to the kitchen a minute too. What did you put? Now, I know we call them canisters now,
mm-hmm,
where we put the flour and meal and things. What did y'all call them back there then?
Can. We had a can. Tin can.
Just old tin can.
Just old tin can. Like, you know, people used to see put lard in them,
uh-huh,
old tin cans.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what we have. One to put the flour in and a can to put the meal in.
Uh-huh.
That's what we use.
Uh-huh. See,
we didn't have things like you got now to put your meal and flour in.
Mm-hmm.
We just had a tin can,
mm-hmm,
with a top on it and shut the top up, the can up, and with the flour, and then shut the can up with the meal, push them up on the table.
Did they ever buy large things of syrup?
Yeah,
like that? What do they call it?
Jugs and cans.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you got everything in jugs and cans?
Yeah.